This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. I'm Teresa. Here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
And again, we want to live it up with you on this Tuesday.
Yeah, we're so glad that you guys are listening to us. And we have a really great topic today. And you know what? Just want to ask you a question. Do you want to regain your self-esteem? Of course we all do, don't you think?
Huh? Oh, sure.
When you choose to avoid difficult situations, people, bad news, out of fear.
Which, by the way, is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah. Little by little, you destroy your self-esteem.
Yes, you do.
Where there is a lack of strength and resolve, there is fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
After listening today, you'll discover that the root of fear usually originates from two things.
And those two things are this: believing you're going to lose something that you already have, or that you're not going to get something that you really want. Okay?
One more time.
Fear usually comes from two things: feeling that you're not going to get something that you really want, or you're going to lose something that you already have.
That's right.
But the scripture that we choose to, and we were led to for this, comes from Psalms 27:1.
Yeah, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid?
False evidence appearing real.
That's right.
That's what fear is. Fear is faith contaminated. Think about that. Fear is faith contaminated. And fear has always been a huge issue with me.
It's like throwing a dirty trash can on top of faith. You know what I mean? It just contaminates it.
Yeah. And if you've known fear from, you know, a child, like I did as a child, for different reasons. My mom and dad were older when they had me, so I was always afraid they were going to die. People thought they were my grandparents. So for whatever reason, that was instilled in me that something was going to happen to them. And I was also in a fear-based religion. So I had grown up, of course, this is my problem. Growing up with a lot of fear. I was always, sometimes I felt saved, and 3 days later I didn't feel saved. And then one day I'd feel saved, and the next day I didn't feel saved. It was fear-based. And it's a root. It can become a root and can go deep within you. But it's not impossible to get past, to be set free from. But, you know, God, again, He's the only one that can set you free from it.
That's right. You know, And sometimes, you know, our fear comes from maybe some people we hang around. You know, maybe they're not the best people in the world to be hanging around. Maybe they're dragging you down. Okay, maybe they're affecting your self-esteem. They're not affirming you. They're not building you up.
But, you know, when you face fear, there's a surge of delight and confidence that you can't be explained. I mean,
That's right. You feel
more powerful. And when you're avoiding, you know, things, feelings of fear, it kills your self-worth and it robs your security. When you know, for me, when I face the fear, it brings me like this rush of satisfaction because I displayed courage. But you know, honey, avoiding it keeps me like on this island of isolation just in order to survive. You know, a sense of failure sets in and, you know, I find myself shipwrecked by my own negative thinking and with paralyzed emotions. And again, it's like we mentioned earlier, fear tolerated is faith contaminated, but you can't fight it or overcome it on your own. It takes a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of asking God. And you know what? There is healthy fear. Sometimes there's a fear in us to protect us from something in our future, you know?
Yeah.
Or could it be a trust issue between us and God?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times we put ourselves in situations, I know I do, you know, that create fear. You know what? Stop putting yourself in situations and activities that do that.
Yeah.
Stay away from it. Okay? If you have, like I said, have friends that drag you down, and it affects your self-esteem, which turns into fear, maybe you need to find another friend.
Right. And, you know, there's a song out there, Feelings, Nothing More Than Feelings.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Fear is nothing but a feeling.
That's
and
right.
Feelings are fickle. They come and they go. They're not stable. You can't depend on them. So remember that fear is nothing more than an unstable, stinking feeling.
That's right.
We got to have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's good feelings and there's bad feelings. But when it comes to fear, it's a feeling.
Yeah. You know, and fear can rob your self-esteem, that's for sure. But you know what? You need to understand something. You are a child of the living God, the one who created the oceans, the trees, everything, the universe, is on your side. So there's a scripture also in Romans that says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Man, that's it. You know, and I know it's easy to say, and I know that sometimes we do get fearful, but just that's when we need to go to prayer.
Right.
And say, God, I know you're with me. And without your strength, there's no way I'm going to make it through this situation.
That's right. And going into the Word and confessing scriptures on fear is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at a place where you can take these down, Joshua 1:9 says, I'm strong and courageous. I will not be terrified. I'm not discouraged, for the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, but I lean on, trust in, and put my confidence in the Lord, and I'm safe and set on high. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my strength and my salvation. I don't fear or dread anyone. The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of my life. I am not afraid of anybody or anything, by golly.
Hmm.
You get those down in your spirit and you start confessing them and tell the devil where to go, which is back to hell where he belongs.
That's right.
You know, if he can get you all in fear and get you all confused, then he's got you.
Well, there's nobody that has more fear than Satan.
That's right. But he does know the Word.
He knows it well.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus died on that cross, you talk about the fear that came over Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He went, you've got to be kidding me.
Yep.
And he was cast back into hell where he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like the song says, Jesus goes down to hell and ransacks those keys and takes them.
Right.
So, you know? And so you know what? Fear, leave it up to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take care of this for you.
And ask him. Ask him if what you're experiencing is a healthy fear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have trouble making a decision because you're so paralyzed by fear, maybe because things have not gone well for you, you know, when you're trying to make a decision about something that appears to be what you've asked God for, ask him to confirm it to you. You know, if this is a decision that you're supposed to go on and carry out, if that's his will, he'll show you through another person,
mm-hmm.
his word, whether you have peace or not. If there's an unrest inside of you, this is vital to your well-being, your sense of self, and your serenity. And when you lean on him like that, your trust in him will go deeper, and you'll get stronger inside as well. And the bottom line is let peace be the umpire. Call it safe or call it out. If you're so fearful, you know, just let that be it. I don't know what this is about, but I don't have peace about it. I'm not going there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And let that be your guide.
You know, and he wants to be that stabilizing factor in your life. He really does. And apart from him, you know, we really have no power mm-hmm. against the things that put us in bondage. We have no power.
Right.
But there is one way you can get that power.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can get that power is by giving your life to him.
That's right.
If you give your life to him, man, you got the power. What's that song? I got the power, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. You know, you get that power, you get that serenity, you get that peace. That this God is on my side.
Mm-hmm. And the first part of that word is pow.
Yeah.
Pow.
That's right.
You know, I love that part of the word.
Oh, me too.
And that pow comes from Jesus.
That's right.
And he is powerful.
He sure is. You know, and if you've never given your life to him, or if you may have and you've walked away and you know what we're talking about because you have fear, or maybe you've been going to church for a long time and you just realize, you know, I've never given my heart to him. Well, today is the day to stop being fearful. Today is the day to give your life to Him. So if you would pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I know that you hung on the cross, that you died on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. And because of the cross, I know my sins are forgiven. Lord, I don't want to be fearful anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. Thank you for being my Savior. I give you my heart today. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Yeah. That was powerful, wasn't it?
Sure was. The
Spirit really moved in here today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very passionate about this whole topic of fear.
Absolutely.
And so anyway, we're, again, so honored that you let us take up your time today. And remember, if you want to gain your self-esteem, well, then you got to choose to stop avoiding situations, people, or bad news out of fear. Because little by little, it destroys your self-esteem. Where there's a lack of strength and resolve, there's fear and anxiety. But when you know Jesus, there's peace. That's and security, right. And courage, mm-hmm. and all the things that are wonderful. So after you listen to us today, we'll hope you will discover that the root of fear comes from two things.
Mm-hmm.
Being afraid you're not going to get something that you want, or that you're going to lose something that you already have. Maybe a job, maybe mm-hmm. a marriage, maybe your health, so on and so forth, okay?
That's right. You know, and email us at info@livingitup.org. Let us know if you prayed that prayer. And also, if you have any prayer requests, we'd be honored to pray with you.
Yes, we would. So until tomorrow,
start living it up
while beginning again. Huh?